And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. Today in the news, precious metals face complex challenges when it comes to being recognized as a valid currency. However, one U.S. politician is hoping to change that with new legislation, reports Kitco. Tuesday, U.S. Representative Alex Mooney, Republican from West Virginia, introduced the Monetary Metals Tax Neutrality Act, H.R. 2284. According to the bill, the proposed legislation would remove capital gains, losses, or any other type of federal income calculation on gold and silver bars and coins. The legislation would effectively recognize gold and silver as forms of currency, as does the U.S. Constitution. Well, prepare for three things: big government, huge boondoggles, and massive taxes, reports Zero Hedge. The Biden economics team's ambitions seek to give Washington a new commercial role in matters ranging from charging stations for electric vehicles to childcare and more responsibility for underwriting education, incomes, and higher paying jobs. The gamble underlying the agenda is a belief that the government can be a primary driver for growth. If you think this is crazy, you're thinking correctly. The notion that government can spend money wisely and allocate resources wisely has been disproved countless times. Well, the potential consequences of rising inflation and higher prices fall largely into three camps: transitory, irritating, or troubling, reports Bloomberg. All three camps agree that statistically, the U.S. will experience a notable pickup in the measured inflation rate. With that comes the rise of higher market volatility. And on the political front, the prospects of more heated congressional debates on economic and social well-being that could make subsequent fiscal packages harder to pass. Well, the first glimpse of research that could eventually lead to a Federal Reserve digital dollar should arrive this fall, according to Wall Street Journal. Sometime in the third quarter, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, working together with MIT, will reveal the first stage of a project that could be years down the road to yield a federal digital dollar, or Fedcoin. The potential system would likely involve digital dollar holdings being held separately from conventional dollars in bank accounts. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Why don't you do it today?